you're holding about one test from Aleph on top. Remove the shayla again. The shayla was that you had a diyuk before that which dam is throwing kibbutz, which dam, if it goes on the Kohen's begodim, does he have to wash it? Does he have to wash his begodim? Before, we want to make a deal with mashma dam that's royally aside, means dam that's supposed to be shirayim after the zrikas were done, that the dam is supposed to go to the yisod of the mispeach, we had a deal to say it's 10 kibbutz. So question, who did it go like? The whole Risha Dash and the Pesach says, Asher Yazim, Prat is there, Shekho Huzo. Now, Fukai, Dan, they already had a Zeruka. So, more want to answer, this is on Lamechis on the base, and Dan, more want to answer, that goes according to Nehemiah. The Snag of Nehemiah is the one that said, Shiri Hadam, leftover Dam after this Zeruka, Shekriven Bachut, if you bring it outside, see you Chayiv. So, just like you see, it's called Dam to be Chayiv Bachut, the Master has to say, he went in, it's Toyin Kibbus. Moses says no. Ain't with the Shamalad of Nehemiah, Linyan Halor. Me did the Avi of Om of Dorim. But Linyan Kibbutz Mishamadlei, who said though that he holds for Kibbutz that if this dam that's only fit to go to the Yisrael, to go for Shrayim, who said that dam if it goes under the Begodim, you're going to have to wash your Begodim? Maybe if you made this Rikko with the dam, the leftover dam is not turning Kibbutz. That we do not see what Nehemiah says. Mishamadlei, Gemara says, in yes, this we're holding now on top of the Lama test. Gemara says, yes, for a time we learned like this. The Rashi says, it means benechusam. I'll bring you proof. We learned that domim hatunim yisoid, the blood that has to go on to the yisoid, that means shirayim, leftover blood. So tunim kibbutz, that dam now, if it comes upon the godim of the kohen, he's going to have to wash his clothing. You see, dam, that's royal shirayim, is turning kibbutz, so it must go like a Nehemia. And also it says, Achidish Umach Shogum Eros Bem, that if Bishas, you put it on the Shirayim, Bishas, you put this leftover dam on the side, if you have the wrong Mach Shogo, it could also make a psul on the Kodim. Rosh Rashi says, In Chisha Bishrichosan, Amnas Lecho Yabos Lamocho, if you have in mind to eat the meat tomorrow, you can make pigle. And Gomalum Yem Bachutz Chayit, Adam takes this dam and makes the Zerika outside the Mizbeach, Yechayit. Mashen Kain, the Brisa says, V'domim HaNishpochim Yomo, what about the dam that became posel? To the Loch Ridge, you do not put it on the Mizbeach, but you throw it into the Omer, into a stream of water that went through the Mizbeach to throw the water out, and it goes down to Nachal Kidron. That dam, Ain Tunin Kibbutz, if that dam goes on the begodim of a Kohen, he does not have to wash his clothing. And the Ain Machshava Melos Ben, if he has a wrong Machshava with that dam, it does not make any psul. And if you Amala Mehem Bachutz Potter, if you take that dam and make a Zrika Bachutz, you'd be Potter. So, Samar says, like, who did this price go like? Man Shamed Lai, who do we hear like? The Yomah that holds the Shita, that Amala Mehem Bachutz Chayit. If you take this dam that's royal for Shirayim, after you made this Riko, if you spill it Bachutz outside the Mizbeach, that you chayi for that, the Chutz of Nehemiah goes according to Nehemiah. Well, come on, in this verse also it says, Toin Kibbutz, that such dam as it goes on the Begodim of a Kohen, he has to wash his clothing. So the Chutz you see that there is a Shita, that according to Nehemiah, it's Toin Kibbutz. The other one is the question of, does this price make sense? Well, Machshavu Me'elos Ben. This price also says, though, that this dam that we're learning now means it's fit. For Shirayim, on this dam, Machshavu helps. For the Gemara, is that true? V'otani, we learned. Yotsu Shirayim, V'yaktores Emurin, Shein Makvin Esakaporo. That Shirayim, leftover blood after the Zerika, even though there's a mitzvah to put it onto the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, but we do not need it for the Kapara, just like burning the Emurim, we do not need for the Kapara. And therefore, so clearly, Shein Machshava Melos Ben, if you have the wrong Machshava, you have a Machshava to make an Achila tomorrow, or any Machshava Psula, you do not pass with the Korban. So what is nice to say here, by the Dam of Shirayim, it does pass with the Korban. And the other word says, Dam of Shirayim does not passel. So Moran says, Kitan Yahi. When did we learn before to say that it's Toyin that it passels? ki tani atayu b'shloisho matana shevachatis. So the key to this braisa is not talking about shirayim, but it's talking about a regular korban chatis that we had before according to Beis Hillel. Even though after one zrika he had yikaporah, still the next three zrikas that he's supposed to do, it's a mitzvah to put on the other three corners. So those three zrikas is what machshava helps, and on those three zrikas, the locheries of that dam goes on the begodim storing kibbutz. But you have no right, even according to Nehemiah, dam after the zrikam, only left over for Shirayim, such dam you have no proof to say that it's turning kibbutz. So the more is the Hochiv, the Albi B'Shan of Raisari is so, soon when you say, why does it say, we're talking about clearly the Raisari says, Doma Matun and Yisoid, what do you mean this dam needs Yisoid? The Karen Asli, if we're talking about the three zrikas of the Chatis, it doesn't go to the Yisrael, to the bottom foundation. It goes on top on the corners of the Mizbeach. So in the Gemara, Eima, say what the Braisa meant to say was, Netanine Yisrael. It means such dam that the leftover of it has to go to the Yisrael. But right now its din is to go on to the Kronos. Right now we're talking about the three Zrikas that are fit to go to the Mizbeach. So since it's dam that's fit to go on the Mizbeach, that's why if that dam goes on to the god of the Kohen, he'll have to make a kibbutz. But you have no proof for pure shirayim. More is the question. Well, machshava melis ben, but still it's a kasha. Is it true that machshava pigel helps on these three zrikas? I am, as we said before, loy shirayim, v'loy mefaglo, loy shalyo, v'loy mefaglo, v'loy aru legavoy kisayfem. We said before about these three zrikas of the chatis that loy shayyo means the last three zrikas. It's not what's matter the boss of achilo. It's the first zrika that you make. That's what matter the boss of achilo. And therefore, loy mefaglo. What last three zrikas are not to not make pigle. Even if you have in mind then you can eat the meat tomorrow, does not become pigle. And if you take that dam and bring it inside the penim, it does not become possible. It has no psul bringing that dam inside the pnim. For these halachas, this kesayfon is like the shirayim. So still a kashan of braisa. Even if you want to say the braisa is talking about these gimel zrikas of the chatis, still, what does the braisa say? Machshava melis ben. We just learned on these three zrikas, the machshava is not pasul. So it says, Elirado, Kitanya, you know what the braisa is talking about? But it says machshava helps, and it's talking kibbutz. The domim ha'pnimim, the song by the dam of the chatis ha'pnim, that the zrika is supposed to be inside, in the pnim. Therefore, the loch is that even the shirayim of it also is likuva. The Rashi says, as the Mandyama says, the shirayim ha'pnimim is ma'akfei. You do not have a kapara. So therefore, both it's mefago, and that's why it's going kibbutz. So again, you have no proof to say the regular shirayim is kibbutz. It's only the shrine of the chatas ha'pnim. According to this man, the yom that holds, it's not of the kapara. That's more than for the kitani, the domim ha'pnimim. So he says, what do you want to tell me if so? The domim ha'chitzaynim, the dam is supposed to go in the zer ha'chitzayn, my, what do you want to say, potter? That there, it's not toying kibbutz, there's no machshava, so if so, Adetoni domim hanishpochim liyomo. Why does it have to say in this braisa only the dom that became still already, that you're supposed to throw it into the yom, into the stream of water, taking it out? That does not make pigul. That does not make kibbutz. Let's make chalukim with the ikadam, with the dam of shirayim, and make a difference. Say like this: the medvam amurim. When do I say that domim that shirayim? After the Zrika, that the dam is supposed to go on to the Yisoid, has the loch is that machshava helps, and is turned kibbutz. B'medvam amurim, b'domim ha'pnimim. Only the dam from the chatas ha'pnim, avu b'domim ha'chitzoinim, but dam that comes from the regular chatas ha'chitzoin, poto. That's only considered like shirayim, does not have any psul machshava, and that dam does not need kibbutz. So what is the price only say contrast between the dam that goes on down on the Shpach on the Yisoid, or the dam that goes into the Yomor, it shouldn't make a difference. Even other dams, that's real Shirayim, that goes on the Yisoid, stay the potter. So my answer, I'll tell you, Ha'amani Rav Nechemihi, this Bryce holds like a Nechemihi Shita. The Yomor that he holds, Shirei Ha'dam, Shekrivim Bachut Chayif, he holds that Shirayim of any carbon, even of a carbon Achitzayim, even though that dam does not make a psul machshava, even though that dam, if it goes onto the garden, it's not turning kibbutz, you do not have to wash your clothing, but our korban, if you take that dam and you sprinkle it outside mizbech achutz, he holds the chayif. So therefore, when the Braisa wants to make a contrast between which dam you're chayif on all three, and which dam you're potter on all three, it has to say the psul only goes on dam that's pusul, that's supposed to end up on the Amma, because dam that goes into the Shirayim onto the Yisoid, at least it has a Chiyuv to Chutz. So the Gemara says, therefore, Haman and Chemi, the Amma Shirayim Adam, Shekriv Machutz is Chayiv, and they must be lay, Tlos of Turi, Labad of Tlos of Chiyuv. It would not be possible to say the contrast between three Chiyuvim and three Pturim, if it would have just said, Chatis and Panim, Chitzan and Panim. Therefore, where the three pturim, even if you take the dam and put it bachutz, that can only be on the dam that's pasul already, that's supposed to end up on the yomo. But I call upon him, you have no proof to say that any dam, shirayim, is turning kibbutz. Ravina Marina says like this, min ha-keren mamish. That is the first price we had a diuk to say that dam that goes on the keren is turning kibbutz. That means min ha-keren. Mashenke min ha-yisoid. That is, it says dam of yisoid, it means min ha-royal yisoid, dam that's fit to get to the yisoid. Well, that's what the Bryce before said, when the dam comes on the keren, then the dam that falls off is not turn kibbutz. And the word then it said min ha-yisoid, so make a deal like this. When it says min ha-keren, it means mamish. Only the dam that's on the keren is not turn kibbutz. But dam that's fit to go to the keren, regular zrikam, that is turn kibbutz. Now when it says min ha-yisoid, it doesn't only mean that the dam already reached the yisoid, but here it even means min ha-royal yisoid. It means even shirayim, even the leftover dam after the zrika, even though it's fit to go onto the yisoid now, also that dam is not turn kibbutz. So, omalei rav tachlifa bar goza l'ravina, so tachlifa bar goza said that ravina, how could that be? Eima idi v'idi royahu. What do they say about both of them? Both by the dam of the keren, it means dam that's fit to go onto the keren. Even dam that's fit to go onto the keren also maybe is not toying kibbutz. How could that be? Because it means that Rashi says the gimel zrika to the chattis. The first zrika that you have to put on the keren for kapara, avada that dam, if it goes on the begodim of a kohen, it's toying kibbutz. But maybe the other three zrikas, even before you put it onto the keren, even though it's fit, it's right to go onto the keren, maybe even those three zrikas are not toying kibbutz. Well, just like you say, min ha-yisoid, means min ha-royal yisoid, the shirayim, is not toying kibbutz, so maybe even dam that's fit to go onto the mizbeach, go onto the keren, the rest of the three zrikas, maybe they also do not mean kibbutz. So Mar says, no, high might, one's going to do the other. It's like this, that can't be. Hash to roy the keren, or mataloi, if the braisa means to say that after the first week of the dam, the next 3 weeks that he's supposed to do, that dam, if it falls on the keren of the garden, it's not throwing kibbutz. So hash to roy the keren, or mataloi, if so, what do we need to say for? Royally, you say to me, boy, do you have to tell me the leftover dam, the shirayim, that does not go on to the keren, only goes on to the yisoy, that does not mean kibbutz, me boy, pshita? A lot of does mean kibbutz. Elab Shana Vice must be like this. Mina Karen Mamish. When it says the word Karen, it means to say like this. That once the dam reaches the Mizbeach, and then it falls off onto the Begadim, that does not mean kibbutz. But any dam that's fit to go onto the Mizbeach, even the last 3 zrikas of a Chatis, that since Lamaisa does the mitzvah to put it onto the Mizbeach itself, that dam is turned kibbutz. If it falls onto the Begadim of a Kain, before it gets onto the Mizbeach, the Kohen has to wash off his clothing. But when it says, Min ha-yisoid, There the Chiddush says, min harayim liyisoid. Not only the dam that already reached the yisoid, but even the shirayim, even the dam that's fit to go onto the yisoid, that dam also is not turning kibbutz. So for b'chol, there's no kasha from abraisa. And if nami, the gimel's week is turning kibbutz, but any dam of shirayim is not turning kibbutz. Now the Mishnah says, kol anistum zecha pnimi. Any dam that's supposed to go on the zecha pnim, that's likuva. If you're missing any one of those rikus, you do not have a kapara. That's only by the chatas achitzoin that we said one zrika is mechaper. But by chatas apnim, where everything is supposed to go on the pnim, is likuva. The question is, how do we know this? The Mishnah says, son rabban, come and bring up right to stuff like this. The Pasuk says, the awesome kasher also. You should make this korban the same way you made the other korban. So Rashi says, the power helem dover. Talking about a power helem dover. After the tzibra listened to the bezdin and they had a helem dover, they made a mistake. When acha shepirish boy kol matonas damei, shana lichboy v'yof l'par kasher os l'par chatis. That's what says the zrikus of the dam. By a power helem dover, it says now, do to this the same way you did to a power of a chatis. And really, it's a mikrish and the Torah Rashi said, you don't need this pasuk. Shurei kol avodos in this parshim. Everything it says here in this parshim. So why does it repeat itself again to say, he also make this like chatis apanim, the same way you make the chatis apanim? So the Torah says, ma bol olamed, where does it come to teach us? Lichvo bazosai. It's come to say like another time that you have to make these azois. As if to say it's the kuva. For me, we'll come to teach us now, shim chisar achas mikol ha-matonos, le-yosav le-klum, that on the chatas ha-pnim, where the dam is supposed to be split from the inside of the kodesh, so that if you're missing any one of the azois, it's the kuva. That's what the extra pasuk is, le-yosav kasher-osav. The Mora says, no, ain le-yer le-matan sheva. Here it's talking about the seven tzrikas that you're supposed to make on the plechus. So here it's makiv maybe, shemakevus b'chomokam, it's makiv other places. And tomorrow later we'll soon explain, where do we see it's makiv other places? But maybe this pasuk of Yosef Kasher also is only saying that the matanis, the seven matanis, that are supposed to go on the pleiches, that's the kuva. But matin dalid, just the dalid's rikus, which is supposed to do on the mizbeach ha-pnim, minayin, how do I know that if you make one zrika on there, it's not enough? How do you know you have to have all four zrikas? Maybe one is enough. Just like the chatas achitzon, one is enough. Maybe the chatas apanim also, the zrikas on the kronos, it's enough just to have one. How do I know even there you have to have all four? So it says, Tamalema to like this, it says, Ken Yase. Rashi says, in the Tamalema, Ken Yase loy. Rashi says, Chosra the Kofel. It says over a second time. So if you do not need it for the matin sheva, so put it for the matin arba. Then the Pesach says, L'par zeh, so Udash the means, Par Yom HaKippurim. Rashi says, L'hashvois, L'par Helam Dovo. We're making the Par Helam Dovo as the same Malacha like the Par of Yom HaKippurim. And then we'll explain later, what do we need this Hekish for? That's the Par zeh, means Par Yom HaKippurim. Then the Pesach says, Kasher also L'par zeh, means the same way we need for this Par, means Kasher.